Hello, my name is Rebecca, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site to get tested for COVID-19 near you?
No, I want to ask about the quarantine time.
Okay, did the doctor that you tested with not provide you with that information?
Well, the school and my doctor's office telling me two different things. We thought my husband had COVID, so we had him tested. The quick test was negative, and the other one came back negative. But they're still making my grandson miss 23 days of school, and I don't understand that.
Okay, ma'am.
Guide me in the right direction? I know I said you couldn't answer specific questions.
Well, I can't answer any medical questions. I'm trying to look and see if there's anything on the ADPH website that discusses that, because I am able to.
That, you know, since he lost his smell and taste, it's considered clinically positive, is the reason they're giving me in Jackson County school system.
I know that Montgomery County school system went completely virtual until all the teachers can get a vaccine.
Uh-huh.
I apologize. I'm just scrolling down this.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I'm just...
I'm sorry. I'm just still trying to find something.
You're fine. Thank you for trying to help me.
Yes, ma'am. There is really not much here.
So each county can probably decide what it wants to do.
Right. I mean, your county should at least still be offering a virtual learning.
You know, we are doing that with the virtual learning. I just thought, you know, since the test was negative, that he should be able to go back to school.
I imagine that they're going to err on the side of caution. I don't know how it's been going where you are, but in our county school system alone, we've lost several teachers so far this year.
Well, they're waiting until my husband's 14 days up, but he was negative, so I don't see why he should have to wait the 14 days, and then my grandson has to wait 14 days after that.
I would imagine that that's likely going to be CDC guidelines. Because that's what they have to follow. And, I mean, with the way the pandemic's gone, I'm sure that they're going to err on the side of caution every time.
Okay.
But I would honestly reach out to your county health department and see if they have any opinion on that. Because, say, you were to test positive for tuberculosis, you would have to follow what the county health department says, even if it was, like, a borderline negative test.
Right.
That's just from personal experience that my dad went through. So even though he was negative, he still had to go through this whole thing. So,
you know, a thing that everybody followed since my nurse, you know, said she had never heard of that, you know, since both tests were negative, you know. But
it could very well be that the school boards are coming up with kind of their own thing because based on what they're trying to do as far as keeping everyone safe. So.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for helping me. I do appreciate it. I hope you have a good rest of the evening.
Yes, ma'am. You take care, and I hope everything gets sorted out as quickly as possible for you. Now, again, if you need any more information, you can find it at adph.org or cdc.gov. And again, I do thank you for speaking with me here at the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You take care.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.